Well, good Wednesday morning, beloved. Today we're taking a break from our reading in the New Testament, and we're going to Psalms 32. And this psalm begins with an affirmation of the happiness one experiences resulting from confession. What follows is a description of life in terms of before and after confessing one's sins. The writer encourages people to pray and concludes with praise for the Lord's righteousness. Again, let me see. Oh, God's saving word for this week now is mercy and forgiveness. How wonderful. Let's begin. Happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. Happy is the one whom the Lord does not accuse of doing wrong, and who is free from all deceit. When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day long. Day and night you punished me, Lord. My strength was completely drained, as moisture is dried up by the summer heat. Then I confessed my sins to you. You did not conceal my wrongdoings. I decided to confess them to you, and you forgave all my sins. So all your loyal people should pray to you in times of need. When a great flood of trouble comes rushing in, it will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will save me from trouble. I sing aloud of your salvation because you protect me. The Lord says, I will teach you the way you should go. I will instruct you and advise you. Don't be stupid like a horse or a mule, which must be controlled with a bit and bridle to make it submit. The wicked will have to suffer, but those who trust in the Lord are protected by his constant love. You that are righteous, be glad and rejoice because of what the Lord has done. You that obey him, shout for joy. Today's key verse is Psalm 32, verse 1, where it says, happy are those whose sins are forgiven, whose wrongs are pardoned. And it's interesting as we review this short little psalm that the psalmist is saying, when I didn't confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day long. Day and night you punished me. My strength was completely drained as moisture is dried up by the summer heat. The poor person was just in agony because he was carrying this burden of sin. But what happened as soon as he confessed his sin? He said, then I confessed my sins to you, and I did not conceal my wrongdoings, and you forgave me all my sins. How wonderful is that? The Word of God promises us, if we confess our sins, then God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us pray. Lord God, you are my hiding place. I turn to you in prayer in my time of need. And today I seek your forgiveness, and I confess to you, Father, that I have sinned by the things that I've done and by the things that I've left undone. But I sing aloud of your salvation and rejoice because of your righteousness. Amen. All right, well, that brings our time today to an end. Tomorrow we'll be over in Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15, where Jesus teaches about forgiveness. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.